Unlike some other states wrestling with mail-in balloting, David Stafford says Florida has been ahead of the curve for some time.
Florida has been what's called a no-excuse now vote-by-mail state for years. We're a very, what I would call, mature state when it comes to handling large numbers of vote-by-mail ballots.
During the last two election cycles, 2016 and 2018, the electorate in Florida broke down to about a third of them casting ballots by mail, a third voting early, and a third at their precincts on election day.
Without a doubt, you're going to see that vote-by-mail portion take a significantly larger chunk of the pie, if you will, of how voters are casting their ballots.
Stafford dug deeper into past election history, canvassing four presidential primaries in Florida from 2008 to the one last month. He found that mail-in voting, which had been 17% in 08 and a point higher 4 years later, jumped to 26% in 2016 and then to around 38% this year. He gives two reasons.
Number one, even though it was fairly early in the COVID situation, we did have a large influx of vote-by-mail requests coming in fairly late for people that just didn't feel comfortable going to the polling place. But one of the other reasons is at the end of 2019, we actually sent out a countywide mailing, a simple way to put in that request.
Meanwhile, the U.S. Postal Service is going through some financial hard times. Earlier this month, President Trump threatened to veto the $2 trillion Coronavirus Aid Act if the legislation contained any money to bail out the Postal Service. Stafford, though, is confident that cooler heads will prevail.
It's tough to chase the bouncing ball when you're talking about these policy discussions up in Washington, but I have to believe that there's going to be a Postal Service in place through the 2020 election and beyond, because there's a recognition that mail voting is going to play an integral part in our national election.
There are several uncertainties about how coronavirus could affect voting. In Leon County, Supervisor of Elections Mark Early says more than 60% of his poll workers are over 60 years old, the age group most vulnerable to the disease. Stafford says that's a nationwide issue.
That's certainly a valid concern, and we're looking at all kinds of contingencies. And one of the advantages to moving to a sort of a vote center type concept is you wouldn't have to recruit fewer workers, for that matter, and be able to space it out appropriately.
The vote-by-mail push comes following last month's primary, when some polling locations in Florida were unable to open because poll workers didn't show up. But Stafford concedes that 100% vote-by-mail for now remains a bridge too far.
We certainly are planning for a huge spike in vote-by-mail, but also we think there's going to have to be some form of in-person voting. Florida, just in the nature of, you know, how densely populated we are, something like a move towards an entirely vote-by-mail system is not something that you can rush in the course of 4 or 5 months.
Longer ballots and larger turnout are expected in August and November, which would make the problem worse if it happens again. When asked about the idea of online voting, Escambia County's David Stafford says for now that only applies to U.S. citizens overseas.
At some point, these voters are going to have to be taken care of, and if we already have electronic delivery of materials that's been in place for years, it's just where you get to that electronic return or online return of balloting materials, that's when that risk profile really spikes up.
For more information on voting by mail, contact your county supervisor of elections office or their website. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.